Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. I'm Judy.
I'm John.
I'm Heather.
I'm Bill.
I'm Jean.
Elizabeth.
Ev.
So this is our second try at Beachapalooza tasting.
That's it.
And we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bourbons to try tonight.
It's a little frightening.
It's a little frightening, especially since it's now, what time?
10:30 p.m.
But we are here with friends, Sans Marlis. She is not with us again this year. We'll have to change that sometime.
Tamara.
And Tamara. That is true. Was she here last time?
Mm-mm. It's hard with
with the dogs. Yeah, all the dogs. So we are
The dogs not drink?
The dogs don't. They definitely don't.
We do. They're not of age.
I do have my dog with us. And she is over there being judgmental.
Oh,
she's fine. She's
just wanted to make sure.
She's only a teenager.
She's 16.
Yeah. She's our designated
driver. In dog years, she's very old.
Well, this is true.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But she's still
anyway. So, Bill, what do we have first?
So, we will be tasting multiple things that come from Buffalo Trace Distillery. Mm-hmm. And we are starting with Ancient Age, which is their probably value line.
Bottom shelf.
Bottom shelf.
Literally.
Yes. It doesn't say how long it was aged, and it is listed as 40% alcohol by volume.
It is steeped in history.
Yes.
So
kind of like tea.
Yes.
It's not very good.
You have to Google that yourself, Sarah.
Let us try. The aroma is lovely. It does not burn your nose hairs. That is a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't think there's enough in my glass
well,
to smell anything.
Well, I told
anything.
You that.
I would describe it as very clean. It doesn't have, positive or negative. It doesn't have a lot of what I perceive as bourbon...
Flavor.
Yeah, it's not a lot of strong
characteristics
that you...
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth. I don't get that, burn.
It's a mild...
And Heather, this is what you used earlier for our mint juleps. Is that what you used?
I did, yeah.
And it was
an
very
excellent
nice.
Mint julep.
It made an excellent mint julep.
I mean, Heather... really made it.
Yeah.
I didn't have any powdered sugar, so
she had,
it was, you know.
She had help.
You didn't tell me to bring powdered sugar.
I didn't even think of it, sorry. Did we talk about the price point at all?
Yeah.
So the $7.50 in Ohio, sorry. I guess it's all over the world.
Yeah.
You don't have to say sorry.
Right. But in Ohio, this was $12.99 plus tax.
What would it be here?
I think I saw it for 15 to 17.
Exchange rate?
That one... I looked it up on Total Wine. I'm trying to remember. I can't remember.
Send me the bottle.
But I think they did have it, though.
They didn't have the other one that we're going to talk about.
Oh, the 10 Star?
The Ancient.
Yeah.
What do you need?
I'm looking for the dog.
So I'm just going to stop for a commercial break. For some reason, Darn Tough Vermont has sensitive content on their. I'm just wondering.
Can I swipe this?
Cinnamon. That's what I got just now.
What size? Is that a 750?
What do they say?
Yeah.
It's gnarly looking sign
here. Huh. Okay.
How much?
$21.49.
There's also.
Is that for a handle?
Again.
Yeah.
175 or 750?
I can't see. I assumed it was 750, but.
Fuck your cookies.
I really appreciate
fuck your cookies out.
Cooking out for us.
I hate it when you guys fight.
Jolene.
Can you see that? I can't see.
Does anybody have any observations about the flavor at all, or is it just really? Mm-hmm. You said
it has
cinnamon and pepper.
Yeah, it does. It that's the first thing I noticed about it was that it just like I taste cinnamon. Yeah. That's.
That's really bizarre.
I got some vanilla too.
That's a handle for $21.
Well, why did it pull this course? That was the one it came up with first.
They may not have it.
So we were in a bar in Frankfort, in Kentucky, and were told that the ancient age, which they were using for like mixed drinks, mm-hmm. was the same mash build as Blanton's. And I did Google, and it did come up and say that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many mash builds they have. I'm sure they have probably quite a handful of them. So that it just wasn't aged as much. And I'm sure they do tests all along, you know, to see which has like the highest quality. And my guess is this is not it, but it's, I do think it tastes pretty good.
It's really good, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's mild, but it's stands up pretty well.
$7.99 for the 750.
Yes, it's amazing for the price.
Yes. Yeah,
$7.99.
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. Where's that?
In America?
Yeah. Dollars?
the United States of America.
Yeah, but it's
my last bowel was right? I didn't have enough or even a taste. Yes.
So, Heather, what makes a Kentucky bourbon? Or what makes a bourbon?
A bourbon has to be made in the United States. It has to be 51% corn. It has to be aged in a new oak charred barrel. And it doesn't say what kind of oak. It just says oak. So some places use white oak. Some places use French oak. There's another couple forms of oak. And there's a couple of limitations or requirements of potency of, you know, it could only be distilled to a certain level. And when it goes into barrel, it could only be a certain, you know, so in other words, you can't, a bourbon is a,
rules.
It is.
And what's the next?
The next one is, oddly enough, which I didn't notice, is named Ancient Age.
Now we're
Triple A.
I'm not.
I got a miss. Yeah.
Triple A. That's right.
That's it.
Right.
My car broke down. Right. I call it Triple A.
I didn't stutter.
I'm going to the trunk and I'm going to get my Triple A.
I got to get my Triple A. I don't know. It is a 10 star. I actually, when I saw it, I thought it was 10 year. But it's just 10 star. What does it say on there?
10 star. Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey carefully distilled along the banks of the Kentucky River according to the finest old traditions. Mm, so, 45% alcohol by volume, 90 proof. This is a 1.75 liter bottle.
Okay. And I think it was about $17, $18 before taxes here in Washington State.
Which is cheap.
Yeah, I like ancient so much better than ancient.
Yeah.
It's got more flavor. And it smells more like cinnamon.
Yeah, it's definitely got a lot more aroma. It's
it's got a better mouthfeel. It feels more.
Yeah.
Luxurious.
It's a little bit syrupy.
Yeah.
And is this the one that has the same mash bill as another one?
This is an ancient age, so this is the same mash bill as ancient age and Blanton's.
It seems like more.
It's caramel.
Unpleasantly sweet, though.
Oh, you don't like it as sweet.
I thought it was a little sweet.
No, I like it.
It is sweet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do think it is sweeter than the ancient age.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
That's why I like bourbons. Because
they're sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's the corn.
Mm-hmm. 51%, I guess, at least.
Mm-hmm. Let's just call it 52, right?
It has to be at least. So it could be 52. It could be 75.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and since Blanton's is so daggone hard to get.
Mm-hmm. That, oh, that's the other thing.
Ancient.
Molasses.
Mm-hmm.
The flavor you're picking up. Yeah.
Well, and the color is darker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. There's a big difference in the color.
Mm-hmm.
The ancient.
Yeah,
age.
Ancient.
The ancient age is a much, it's like weak tea.
Mm-hmm.
Where
the
ancient age is like
bourbon.
Well, I meant look. Looks like
I do. Yeah, oh, the
it's closer to what you'd expect to eat.
Yeah,
the ancient age is the lightest of any of them. So,
Well, and it would make sense. So neither of them have an age strength, but usually the more expensive, the longer it's aged. And the longer it's in the barrel, the more color it's going to pick up.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I would think ancient age would be like John.
Yes. Yes.
You know, so at least 65 years old.
I've been in the barrel a long time.
No, actually 64. Why do I keep saying you're 65? I actually got us into putt-putt cheaper because I said he was 65, and I'm like, wait a minute. No, he's not.
But she still took the discount.
I already paid. I was like, oh,
already cheating at this point.
He's not 65. He's only 64.
And next year when we go back and say, oh, he's 65, they're going to say, oh, he was 65 last year.
I'm pretty darn sure those people are working there next year. This is not their career.
I don't know.
So John, with your palate, what do you pick up?
Well, like with the ancient age, I was getting a little bit of vanilla. I get more of it with this. I get more caramel. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's obviously the sweetness from the corn. Mm-hmm. It's a really good bourbon, and I'm just shocked at how good the two of those are, the ancient and the ancient age.
I do feel like it's a secret. Like
it should stay a secret. Maybe we should.
Yeah.
No one must learn of ancient age.
That's right.
I'm sure that all of our listeners
stampede. Yeah. That would be
I think it was like $17.99 or something like that.
I'm seeing it for $24.99.
It
here, but
I don't remember. It was at the Tacoma Liquor and Liquor, that one on Pearl.
Pearl. Tacoma Liquor and Liquor?
I think, isn't it Liquor and Liquor?
No, I think it was Liquor Quicker.
Listen,
they apparently stutter.
Yeah. He was very excited. The guy was
super nice.
Very excited.
21st of
Liquor?
Yeah.
No,
but I think the liquor store over by the Target had ancient age and had it in a handle as well. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted a large dose of truly.
I don't think I've ever been in that liquor store.
Where?
The one over near the Target on 23rd.
No.
The Target, Gene. The Target. You know what the Target is?
Target.
Yeah, but is there another?
Yes.
You just went there.
There's a little liquor store in there.
Yeah. In the crook next to Bath and Body Works. It's probably I actually did
not know that.
I think it's because the smell of Bath and Body Works just kind of creates a...
You still have a Bath and Body Works?
Yeah, I know, right? I know. It's like the 80s calling and wanting their store back. I know, it's the weirdest thing. Yeah. I don't know of a single other Bath and Body Works.
So you can buy your beauty products before you go buy your liquor.
Yeah. That's an interesting...
Anchorage has two Bath and Body Works. Yeah.
Anchorage?
Yeah. I think we need a lot of lotion in Anchorage.
Do they still have Body Shop? Is Body Shop still around?
I don't know.
What is it?
That's another store like that. But
it was one of the first ones.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking of Bed Bath and Beyond. Sorry.
No.
We might still have Bath and Body Works in the mall.
Yeah.
I don't go to the mall anymore.
But Body Shop was a...
kind of one of the first that was organic.
Like I used their banana conditioner for a really long time.
You condition your bananas?
What's up next?
We're fat passing our time, but Evelyn and Elizabeth are not ready.
Oh, okay, all right.
I was trying to stall, but
yeah, not taking
it's becoming
time.
Noticeable.
do you want some?
Yeah, but I'm gonna, I have to.
That's okay.
Can you have that glass for water?
John, I'll can you water. Edit out the
Your
guy says you're
occupied with water.
That's a lot of water. Happy Christmas.
What you doing? Okay.
So, should we talk about how bourbon, the myth of the start of bourbon was that Louisville was making moonshine, basically, and it was because of the water. Mm-hmm. There's a big limestone there, so it, you know, all the water filters through there, and it takes out a lot of impurities.
Can you leave it there?
Yeah. So when they made their moonshine, and everybody liked it, but they put it in barrels, and they'd send it down the river down to New Orleans. Mm-hmm. And one guy who was a big moonshiner, who did a lot of whiskey, was Elijah Craig, who was notoriously cheap. And so he reused barrels. Mm-hmm. And the rumor is he reused fish barrels. And to get the
asshole.
Right, and to get the fish out of it, he would burn and char the inside, right? And so it didn't smell like fish anymore. And then so supposedly they filled these with whiskey, they put them on a riverboat in the middle of summer to head down to New Orleans, and by the time it gets to New Orleans, somebody taps it and they were like, oh, has this gone bad, you know, because it's brown. And then they taste it, and it is much smoother than the White Lightning, than the whiskey of the times. And so they're like, "What is this called?" And it was required by law that the barrels had to be stamped, you know, what it was, so whiskey, but it also where it was from, and it was from Bourbon County, Kentucky. Yeah. So it was bourbon whiskey was, so that's supposedly the,
Well, fake news. I have no idea. Put that in there.
So the barrels weren't stamped fish then?
No. Nope.
Or we would be drinking fish whiskey.
Lutefish, yeah.
Sounds really disgusting.
Fish ski.
Fish ski. That's really hard to say. Especially after you've been drinking.
I wonder.
Fish game.
Yeah, I wonder if there was some. That's one of the reasons why the law is like, listen, it's going to be a new barrel. Yeah. You know?
That's right.
So, which one is this one, Bill?
So, the next one is Weller, which is. The
green label.
Yes. So the original wheated bourbon is what their tagline is, but it's another of the Buffalo Trace bourbons, and it's not always easy to find, but starting to get a little bit more expensive. But it's still incredibly reasonable. In Ohio, I think it's under $40.
I think it's $32 with tax. That's what we pay with tax. And at the distillery, it is $30. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have something called Old Weller. Is that...
Are you sure it's not Old Yeller?
No. Did you kill him?
No.
Did you take him out to the bar?
No.
Is that anything to do with AA?
No. Just wondering if it was related.
No, so it may be. Yeah. So they do have... so there are multiple Wellers. This is just the special reserve.
Okay.
And then they have at least, I've seen at least four other ones.
Okay. And you don't remember if it was an
old... Yeah, I don't remember.
So, no, there is an old with a red label.
Who can remember?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. There is a old Weller. Although the label just says Weller. And then there are a couple other... I'm just looking online quickly. Old Weller Antique. So it does look like it's the... Okay. This is like the lower end of that, which is what they usually have at the distillery for their allotments. Mm-hmm. But the weird thing is there are... you know, the distillers... were very incestuous, they would start a distillery and then they would go bankrupt. Mm-hmm. And then they would rebound and start another distillery, but somebody would buy their old recipes. Mm-hmm. So there are some weird there is a Weller distillery, I believe, that doesn't make Weller because the recipes were sold to Sazerac, which owns Buffalo Trace. Mm-hmm. So
there's a lot more here.
Yes. Well, because and so because of the fact that it's limited quantity. It's why it's more expensive in some locations. But if you can find it, so the weird thing is in the state of Ohio, we used to have state liquor stores. The state still controls how much liquor costs. It's if you find something, they can't charge you a premium for it. In most other states,
supply and demand,
correct. They can charge you more if something is, what is considered a limited release.
So and
I think
like
Weller is considered a limited release.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
This actually has a milder aroma, I think, than the ancient age.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as strong.
Would you like some?
It's a,
something on the back end of this that I don't like.
I wonder if it's the wheat, because it's a wheated.
It's a wheated.
Yeah, that's true.
It's probably the wheat. So Evelyn says, pwah.
That's a no from Ev.
You can taste the wheat.
I don't know what it is, but there's something on the back end that wasn't in the first two.
Oh, I think I know.
But you can't voice it to wheat.
No, I can't identify it as wheat.
You can't have your
wheat. No, it was the noise I made was not that gross. It was like a puff.
A puff. But I think I know what you're saying because it does have a.
It's almost bitter. Or something.
It's a different finish. It's an odd finish.
I
would attribute it to the wheat since none of the other ones have wheat. Right.
It seems drier.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Less. Full-bodied than the less oily, you know, on the tongue than the ancient age.
I think it's harsher too.
It's got more of an alcohol burn to it.
Which you'd think the $13 bourbon would in the plastic bottle. Well, I guess it's a plastic bottle, but you know, you'd think that would be the kind of the rot gut. But I get more of that burny. After this, it's not. I don't think it's as smooth.
What's the proof again?
This is 45.
Yeah.
It is higher proof.
I've had similar that were weeded
45
weeded bourbons as well. That were, had similar characters across.
Another thing about you guys getting it, it's more available to you because apparently just have to find it. Since you live in Ohio, which and not that far off Kentucky, it's probably a little easier to
find it.
You don't have to pay those border tariffs. Which we may have to start paying. We'll have high tariffs.
Being on the left coast.
Washington.
Right.
Ohio will be spared. The red state.
Gina says it has a butterscotch intro.
That's interesting.
I think it.
My mind is blown.
And you're sitting there drinking IPA.
Maybe that's the butterscotch.
I'm cleansing my.
So exactly. What are you drinking there? E9 what? IPA?
That is insulting.
with his scotch.
You wish.
Bourbon. Sorry.
The bourbon.
What about the hops?
Gene detects the hoppy notes. Remember, this is our Beach Wiccan, and if I didn't mention it, it's episode 67.
You did, but that's...
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember because I started drinking earlier and didn't really think about doing this. Okay.
What delightful bottle is this?
We have nothing to do.
This is an amazing bottle.
It's so delightful. Blanton's.
So, around the table, when was the first time you remember tasting Blanton's? Heather?
I'm sure probably at Evan Tamara's. I should not be given good bourbon.
That was then.
Yeah. And, you know, so I think too that, you know, between, you know, Blanton's and, you know, we used to be able to we have a harder time finding Buffalo Trace than I think you guys do. Blanton's was kind of, I think, your go-to for a while.
I think it still is.
Well, but it was your daily bourbon, and now you...
Well, we discovered Pappy.
Yes.
And so we had bottles of Pappy before. There was, like, this mad rush on it, and you can't get it now. So
right.
When it became impossible for us to find any Pappy, we did some research. And I think the mayor actually saw that somewhere Bill Gates' go-to bourbon was Blanton's, and we hadn't tried it before, so we bought it. And we're like, that was more available.
We
so
have
that's what
to
we started
blame
using.
Evan Tamara.
Yes.
And Bill Gates.
And Bill Gates. For the fact that we can't find the damn Blanton's anywhere.
Well, I mean, did he make it popular?
Well, and I think the...
I don't think so. And I think back to the incestuousness.
I think there was... Did Pappy originally make Blanton's or something like that?
No,
and then they broke off and...
No, I think Pappy is made by Sazerac, right?
At this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when they had the thefts and the stuff like that, was Sazerac, yeah.
Right.
Which is probably... There is a Sazerac distillery.
Are we talking about whiskey?
Oh, yeah.
Bourbon.
Bourbon. Mm-hmm.
But so
that's where the
so all bourbon is whiskey, not
it,
all
well, no,
whiskey
I
is
keep
bourbon.
Up with this fucking murder that just happened. This fucking like who owned what through their family
and they're
story.
Doing incest and I mean, it sounds like a Dateline special.
It does.
Don't even try to.
Well, I do think there's a Netflix special about the Pappy, right? The, about
probably,
the,
yeah. It is really interesting.
A true crime.
It was an inside job, right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The theft.
So it says Blanton's, the original single-barrel bourbon whiskey.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And what's the proof on that?
The proof is 47%, so a little bit higher.
46.
45
point. I think it's
45
and a half.
Okay. 46.
And that varies.
And it's
single
barrel.
Oh, it does vary.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you have to look at the bottle to figure out. Mm-hmm. But this one, I think, was 45 and a half.
46.
46. Yeah. Thank you, honey.
Yes, sir.
I think it just tastes so good.
I was looking
good.
At the bottle, though. I'm sorry.
How would you describe the taste?
No.
It tastes like bourbon?
Yes.
It tastes like Blanton's.
Like
specifically.
Like a platonic ideal of bourbon?
But
yeah.
I did, I mean, because we're always looking for Blanton's. I mean, you know, it's really, really hard to find here. It's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Oh
my goodness.
So
it's delicious.
It really is ridiculous.
When he told that the ancient,
ancient
was the same mash bill, and I tasted it, I was like, I think angels sang, because it really does, it's just as pleasant as this. So
I think the amazing thing to me is, so much more flavorful, yet incredibly smooth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No burn.
Mm-mm.
No, you know.
But it
there's heat.
There's that luxurious mouthfeel kind of like the ancient age. You know, like you said, that on the mouth, you know, nice.
Well, I don't get that cinnamon that we get with the ancient age.
Mm-hmm.
Or the ancient age.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them have a bit of a feel to it.
We have very awkward chairs.
Taste, and we also have an awkward dog who may need to go outside. Yes, you need shoes. It's raining.
Yeah.
Well, it'll just cut it out.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
When Tamara and I really like something, our joke is that it's a smooth ladies' drink.
Mm-hmm.
So you men, stop buying it, damn it.
Yeah.
So anyone who is listening, so if you go to buffalotrace.com, you can go to their store, and they have a release every day of the week. And normally, as long as you're there by, you know, 12 o'clock, you will be able to get something off of the release.
You mean if we were happened to be
in Kentucky, correct?
Kentucky. Okay.
Yes. But yeah, so they do a release every single day, and so you know, at least once a week, Blanton's is the release, Weller is the release, C.H. Taylor. So all three of these we got on a release day.
Mm-hmm.
So
you go down and you stand in line. And it's like adult Disneyland. Everybody is talking and sharing Blanton stories or whatever the release of the day is. and you show your ID, you get a wristband that has an RFID tag in it.
That's tied to your driver's license.
And wow. Then you run, because everybody does, to the gift shop.
Run to where the bottles are.
Yeah. And then there's a spot on the wall.
So you jump on a train and get out of there.
There's a spot on the wall where the daily allotment release is, and you can only buy one bottle per person every 90 days. So
that part cracks me up. Like, right. They track you.
And it really, I mean,
you cannot buy two bottles.
They track you. But it's also, I mean, it's obviously their shtick where, they've got it down to such a science that if it's a Blanton's day, you don't have to be there at 8 o'clock in the morning. They have enough Blanton's so that, the gift shop is basically full for the day.
And it gives everyone a better chance of having a bottle.
Right.
Correct. Gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it drives a ton of foot traffic to their distillery.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they said it was a Disneyland of whiskey, basically, I asked if there was a fast pass, and which was very disappointing.
It is. But it's, I mean, any of the distilleries, they're all fun. And you can go for a tour, which you, at least I think in high season, you really do need to arrange ahead of time. But
what is high season?
365 days a year.
April 20th.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, we went in the summer, but we went. Mm-hmm. Actually, when did we go?
Is that a zombie?
Oh, it's John.
Look at him. He's a fucking zombie. No, look at him. He's a zombie.
But we went in. It was October. Over that holiday weekend, we went down.
Something edible that I didn't notice.
And it was the longest line I'd ever seen there. So, and I made a comment to the lady, and she was like, "Oh, it was worse yesterday." So, they have a shtick going, but yeah, you can go and buy. You don't have to pay anything to get into these distilleries usually.
Oh.
But to see the behind the scenes, to see the mash builds and the fermentation tanks and the stills and stuff like that, you usually have to pay for a tour. Mm-hmm. And it always includes some sort of tasting. Or for about $10 less, sometimes $5 less, you can just get a tasting. Pay for that. So that's something you can do too. But it is kind of fun to go. Some of them are kind of historic and old and neat, and some of them are newer and shiny, and so it is kind of fun.
How many tours would you say you've done? Not just to Buffalo Trace, but to different distilleries?
I don't know, maybe 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. And we've stopped at other distilleries without doing a tour.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is Maker's Mark. The grounds are lovely. And you, if you buy a bottle in the gift shop, you get to dip it yourself. That's their shtick. But and they have a lot of neat artwork all around. But they're where they do the fermentation and the distilling is pretty. It's kind of like an older building.
Gene's obsessed with Memphis.
Ah,
so.
Yes.
They use cypress fermentation tanks. Well, so they're these old wood slab tanks, and it is like it's alive in there. It's like this is Maker's and I think Woodford also use cypress tanks. A lot of them will also use stainless steel because it's obviously easier to clean and whatever, but cypress is supposedly neutral taste. But
wait, I thought you said it had to be oak.
No, that's for fermentation. Before it goes to the still. And then some of the tours are fun. The tours are fun. Like, we went to one tour and we're standing there by the fermentation tank and it's bubbling, like it's on fire, type of thing. And the girl that was doing the tour was like, "Oh, do you want to taste it?" And we're all like, "Yeah." And she just sticks her hand in it.
Yeah.
And we were all like, "Oh my gosh." And she was like, "Go ahead." And I was like kind of the closest to it. And I was like, "Yeah."
And that's the deal?
Then they take off all of the, there's going to be mash and there's going to be the grains and everything like that. So they take the liquid and they put it in a still and then which
the
cleans it.
It doesn't. They don't really have to worry too much about sterility.
Yeah, and then there's two different. You know, there's like a first version of the was it low dog and then high dog or something like that. Mm-hmm. But it's kind of fun if you go on the tour. A lot of times they let you taste the white lightning, you know, the white dog or whatever, and that, you know, they pour it out and, you know, you taste it and you're like, ah, I'm having COVID flashbacks because this tastes just like hand sanitizer.
I accidentally sprayed it to my mouth.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if you ever washed your hands, you know, some of that stuff, and then you like lick your finger and you're like, oh my God.
Well,
that's
so many of the, like in our area,
the distilleries,
were making hand sanitizer.
Yeah. Yeah. Same in Alaska.
I still have some of the ones. Have one of them that sprays. I love the, and it's like almost gone. And I'm like,
I did have one from the local distillery, and I did taste it. I was like, I did like spray it on my hands.
Maybe
I did
next
like it.
Time I spray it, when maybe. I'm having a bad day, I'm like, straight to my mouth. Yeah.
There should be no middle.
I just go. Oh, sorry.
Is your glass empty?
All right, number.
So, Heather, so the next one is C.H. Taylor, and this one is bottled and bond. What does that mean?
Oh, I'm probably not going to get it all right, but it is. So back when there were unscrupulous distilleries, they were using things to cut the bourbon, like turpentine. And other things.
It was like street bourbon.
Yes.
So, and there were other things they added, but you know, people went blind. Legitimately, people.
Bathtub gin type of
thing. Right, right. People.
I don't think I've ever had this.
People died, and so to try to. It was a regulation that was created to basically. They were trying to make the bourbon industry reputable. And so bottled and bond was a labeling that guaranteed that your bourbon was bourbon. And so it had to be aged in a secure rickhouse with nobody accessing it.
You're certifying it.
Yes, basically. Yes. Yeah.
And the government actually would lock would place a lock on the rickhouse.
Oh.
So the government wouldn't allow anybody in or out.
Uh-huh.
And if you actually visit rickhouses today, they still have iron bars on the windows.
Some of them do, yeah. So I don't know if you noticed that bottle is the only bottle that has the paper across the top.
Oh. Yes.
And that is also that it was bottled basically under inspection. And I don't know that there is actually somebody standing there.
Yeah.
Or if there is just a, you know, but it was, it's basically, the bottle and bond always has those paper seals.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of Italian bottles that are like DOCG.
IGT, yes.
So that bottled and bond is a, there is a, in case you're interested, there is a Brothers in Bond, which I don't think is actually bottled in bond, but I could be wrong, but it is a bourbon that was created by the Vampire Diaries actors who played brothers. So just because it says in bond doesn't mean it is in bond. You know, make sure it's bottled in bond and you've got the seal.
And what do they say it is?
Brothers in bond, because they played brothers on the show.
That shouldn't be allowed. That's like... Where's the FDA when you need
it? You know, they're gone. They're gone. We don't have.
I'm sorry. I'm not thinking about it because I'm in denial.
No,
so
I know.
Shit. Toast to the FDA.
FDA. Bottle and bond.
Government organizations matter. Yes. I love government.
Yeah.
I love government.
It keeps us safe.
It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that we work for it.
Yes.
So, Bill, what's the proof on this one?
So this one is a little bit higher proof. So this is 100 proof, 50% alcohol.
Whew. That has an alcohol burn.
Not necessarily. Well, I don't have a whole lot, but
yeah.
The aroma doesn't burn my nose hairs, but maybe if I had more, but it would.
You know, I had originally put these in order of price, which would have put the Blanton's highest in the E.H. Mm-hmm. Taylor, which was $50. Mm-hmm. And we got it at the distillery on one of their, you know, from one of their allotment days. But I think you said, oh no, we do it by proof. You were right on that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because you wouldn't be able to mm-hmm. taste anything.
I was ready to say, dude, are you a sales? Is this a sales thing?
Right, yeah. Right, yeah. But no, I totally
What's
get it.
What's going on here?
I totally get it. Yeah.
65, say?
Mm. Yes. Yeah, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, we try really hard to
get it.
It's different. This is C.H. Taylor.
That one?
Yep.
In order of prices.
Colonel.
Yes.
C.H. Taylor.
E.H.
Taylor.
Cost?
Yeah. That's an E. Mm-hmm. Were you saying C?
I was.
Good.
Gonna have to get a couple of bottles of this for.
Yeah, it does make my tongue tingle.
It's got more alcohol burn, but it's also sweeter, too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Than any of the others.
And it does have a nice caramelization and a nice, you know.
Got a lovely color.
Mm-hmm. It is not something that makes you. Although Eb has a look on her face,
to me, it's too alcoholy.
It's doing a little something on the back end. Again, for me,
about to give me heartburn.
Eb and her back end.
No, like in the back end. It's true. It's like
you guys need to get divorced.
I'm sorry. I have a husband. I'm not polyamorous.
We're in the back of my throat.
Mm-hmm. It does have that higher alcohol.
Yeah, I think it's because you're lightweights.
Mm-hmm.
Could be.
God. That's it.
I hope my liver's in
You sound like you're from Olympia.
Well, I would.
Those badasses.
So,
yeah, we're just so hardcore.
So the Blanton's is definitely
smoother.
You do not need to have any ice or water.
No,
with Blanton's.
You don't.
I think with the Taylor, you probably want to have at least a drop or two of water to kind of knock it down a little bit.
Open it up.
Open it up. Yeah.
Maybe I would definitely, with this,
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is harsher.
Yeah,
I will say that helped.
It is.
I am
done
way too much of this stuff. So not this particular stuff, but a lot of this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just in the last few hours.
I think the interesting thing that tonight has proven for me is, you know, so Blanton's is the one that everyone knows about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for all of us,
mm-hmm.
if price was no, mm-hmm. Blanton's would be the number one. And so it's not just
price,
you know, the fact that you
access.
Can't.
And availability.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's not just the fact that you can't get it. It really is a mm-hmm. really, really
it's
good
delicious.
Brand.
And that's
yes.
why. And that's really why. I mean, yeah, I mean, I've heard people say that Instagram was the reason why Blanton's is unavailable.
Yeah,
But it's also because it is damn good.
Uh-huh.
And but it's true that ancient mm-hmm. also, I mean, mm-hmm. it is so close to the flavor.
That price point of the
price point, exactly.
You can't beat it.
No.
But that said, when I looked on Total Wine, I can't. The ancient
it for that.
What hell?
The end of it to me tastes a little bit like Eagle.
I know.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eagle rare or what?
Or just Eagle?
Eagle.
I'm not sure what plane Gene is on right now. So
because we didn't bring Eagle Rare, which is one of the other allotments.
That's the other allotment. Yes, the only one that we did not bring.
Yeah, we did bring Eagle Rare.
Yes, yes.
Just because we only have 3 bottles of it left. Mm-hmm. So
that was the one. Yeah,
we have a stockpile now, and it's you know, living there, and you know, we lived there for over a year, I think, before we went down for a weekend.
So how far is it from?
I don't know, maybe 2.5 hours.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
yeah. Oh yeah.
We
and if you're
go
in Cincinnati,
field trip.
Oh, it's
only a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many guest rooms from where they live?
I only have one.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, we would definitely do. Yeah,
though my
if you came,
lives in
we would
Cincinnati,
definitely.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I
mean,
if I was there.
Yeah.
The distilleries are. I mean, it's just a fun, and it's. I mean, it's incredibly interesting. The, you know, the amount of bourbon that is being produced today is. You know, it's like doubling every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember which distillery we went to, but
Woodford.
They were building a new rick house every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And their plan was that was going to happen for the next 4 years before
wow.
they actually...
We've
so,
had
you know, mm-hmm. it's just crazy the amount that's being produced.
Isn't a lot of it getting exported?
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Right, yeah.
I'm sure it was
Woodford.
Japan, mm-hmm. Russia.
Which
Europe, Woodford? Yeah, Europe
Woodford.
In general.
Woodford, yeah.
We bought that at some, like, the...
Yeah. And they did talk...
One of our
go-tos. Some of the places talked about, you know, some of the larger ones, like Heaven Hill Distillery has this, like, little nice little walk-through history area. And the interesting thing is, you know, I mean, bourbon, people have been drinking it for forever, but... It went out of style
mm-hmm.
in the 70s, 80s, and
mm-hmm.
90s. And so, you know, now it's had this big resurgence.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but the problem is, like, you know, how it's this age that, you know, and they usually say at least
mm-hmm.
6 years, you know, and
mm-hmm.
they do tests because sometimes it needs to be 7 years, sometimes, uh-huh. you know, whatever. So, you know, the stuff they're distilling now and that they're sticking in barrels
yeah.
and in the rick house now, you know, we're not going to get it
yeah.
until after... Trump is out of the White House, you know, so...
Right.
Somebody, he's going to die before
yeah,
then.
Right.
Well, yeah, well. Yeah, but it's going to be at least 6 years before you know, the Blantons that they're making today.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that's kind of it. You know, it's not like a product...
Yes.
It's not a product that you can have ready tomorrow. So...
One of them, man.
We're still going to have a good life no matter what happens.
Yes.
I've seen that.
Yeah. We're still going to be okay.
Yeah, because we're John
yeah.
stockpiled
yeah.
food.
As long as he's
yes. yes.
I mean, it's.
They just preserved him.
And we've stockpiled bourbon.
Yeah.
So it's okay. Come to us.
We're going
to
want
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
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 After everything goes to hell.
Also, here's the stuff I don't want.
And you go to this, like,
no way. Show me a picture of that.
Okay.
So, Heather, what was your favorite?
I think the Blantons.
John?
Going purely on taste. I would say it's close, but Blanton's probably has a little bit of an edge, but Ancient Age wins
yeah.
because it's so inexpensive
yeah.
and uh-huh. it's close.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, it's less than half price, and I think it's
yeah.
more available.
Yeah.
I mean, the place we picked it up from when we found it, I mean, it was literally on the
like
bottom, you know, the definition of
are
bottom shelf, it was on the bottom shelf.
I actually have seen it,
and
I've never tried it.
Probably six handles.
Shelf.
Right.
Exactly.
Who buys
yeah.
bourbon
yeah.
from the bottom shelf?
We always think Scoresby.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We cannot release this podcast.
Deliver our listenership.
Yes,
all 45
of
us.
Oh, I thought it was a napkin.
It's the
you know what the next best invention would be? Is like right on a napkin. And then you have a napkin like printer that like sucks it up and like prints it out.
You already got it printed out on the napkin, Gene. Why would you need to print
Judy,
it out?
What was your vote for be?
I agree with John.
Yeah.
I mean, Blanton's for just it does have an edge, but if I can get the ancient, I would totally go. I mean, if I can't get the Blanton's, I would totally go for the ancient.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Blanton's. And you know, the problem is you can't. It's really hard to find. But the price point
now
itself,
you can substitute
it's
with
not.
Ancient
it's really good.
Yeah,
for
$65
bucks
for some dollars.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
delicious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, for $60-some, I still wouldn't be my go like every day.
Mm-hmm.
But
for a treat, what is your every day?
Yeah.
Monkey Shoulder.
Which is 34,
35.
35. Yeah.
Oh,
for a 750.
That was more.
No. I saw it was $36.
You just can't find it anywhere.
Yeah. Really? Yeah, we can find it anywhere.
It's
is it Total
it's
Wine?
Almost always
is it at Safeway?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if it's at the Cracks.
No, not at the Cracks.
I don't know if it's at the Cracks.
That's where you're shopping.
Safeway. Albertsons.
I bought a Safeway. Special reserve for Heather at the Cracks.
No, you got Four Roses.
Yeah.
Oh, did you? Okay. I said
what? Elizabeth? What was your?
I concur with Judy.
Yeah.
100%.
What?
Which is?
Would you say?
No, Evelyn.
But I mean, it's a good price point, and Blanton's is lovely, but.
But ancient
yeah.
is.
You could mix that with shit and you wouldn't feel guilty.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you don't make your mint juleps for that one.
Right. I used ancient. I didn't even use like the high end before.
The ancient.
Yeah, for mixing. I mean, and I'm a mixer too. So for bourbon usually. So
yeah, but you know they're both good.
They're
good just to drink straight.
Yeah,
an ice cube.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, the ancient.
My favorite was the very last
water or ice.
Wash it out.
The Taylor.
I liked it,
but it would be good for
it. It would. I mean, it's just it's less sweet than.
The other ones.
Then I want, because I didn't grow up with scotch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you like the E.H. Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? Okay. I almost asphyxiated three times. I only had a tiny bit.
It's like you don't even know each other.
Oh, this could be my advantage.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I forgot then.
I know. There's lots of people who are in
it. It's just nice to know that there are others with diverse opinions. We are all about diversity here.
That was not an opinion. That was a physical reaction to that.
But if he had that bottle, he knows you wouldn't be drinking it.
Yes, that's true.
That's what I'm getting at. So I'm dead. Yeah. So, he's been trying to kill me.
Yes.
No, I don't know.
A
little bit tricksy.
So Heather, to close out this episode.
Wait. You didn't tell us what your favorite was.
It's interesting. So before tonight, I would have said my favorite was Weller because it's the easiest to get. And so
it is
what I drink quite a bit of. Because I don't have access to Blanton's. But when you taste excellent. Everything together, if price was no option, Blanton's is fantastic. Yeah. But I am truly amazed at the ancient age and the ancient age. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we live in New Mexico, if all we can get is, you know, the thing that people don't think is good, I'd be more than happy. You know, to drink that.
And it is our hope that our 45 listeners will not
make a run.
Yes.
this is inside trader information.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
We need to swear you all to secrecy. Yes. Yes. You may buy a personal supply.
Tell your friends.
Only once every 90 days. That's right. Only every 90 days you get one bottle. Honor system. Slow down your friends about the episode, and they could buy it. They have to listen to the episode. The entire one. All of our dribble. There's going to be a screening question thing.
Because there's a bunch of librarians in this group, and that's going to
We'll find you.
So
Heather, tell the story about the drink that you had at the speakeasy in Louisville.
Well, it wasn't a bourbon drink.
Right, but I think it's an interesting story.
I ordered the Atomic Cat or something like that.
Yes.
And it came with, it was a pleasant tasting, maybe vodka.
And you weren't allowed to ask what was in it.
Right. Yeah.
The only thing was they asked you if I had any allergies.
And I said, well, shellfish, but no, they were okay. And so there was a little...
Really? Oh, yeah. So you couldn't have those fish barrels.
No, fish was fine, but shellfish, no.
You're making her digress.
Right, but there was this little... it wasn't a flower. It kind of looked like a deformed little, like, strawberry little bud. And
it was
so,
in your drink?
Yes.
Okay.
As like a garnish. But they said drink quarter of your drink and then eat the bud, eat the flower, and then finish your drink. And so I did, except when I ate the flower and it was the toothache plant.
Yes.
And so I don't know what that genus is or whatever, but...
it's a Novocaine genus, for sure.
Yes, I thought I was going to die. I really did.
Like immediately?
Yeah. No. Well, immediately all of your taste buds like dry up. Like there is like nothing left in your mouth.
Have you ever had like a persimmon that's out of season?
No.
Or like not ripe yet?
No.
But there's two kinds. If you do a persimmon that... the wrong kind that's not ripe, it does the same freaking thing.
Interesting. Sorry. So it totally dried out my mouth, which was weird, but then it started secreting. Yeah.
Vomit?
No, just... like
Barforama?
Foam. I felt like I was foaming at the mouth.
Is that the normal reaction?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Well, so... so it basically deadens...
They asked and she didn't.
Well, I mean,
are you retching or are you barforaming?
And it is, it's a Native American plant and it's the toothache plant because it basically numbs your entire mouth.
Uh-huh. Oh,
and so that's what it was.
I don't know. I just started foaming and my heart was racing, but it was probably because it was just such a weird experience. And then I downed the cocktail like in 2 seconds, you know, basically because I like had to like keep put like... Don't just because it was, I was just trying to,
right.
Like, it was just so weird. And I thought maybe the alcohol would help my mouth. It lasts about 10 or 15 minutes or so. But yeah, I was like,
it's currently singing her
trying to scrape it with my teeth.
That part was entertaining. The other thing that was funny was we were sitting next to a young couple who obviously were frequent there.
Regular.
And actually had started growing that plant at their home.
They
were actually the ones who had brought in.
So they
enjoyed.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
So they enjoyed my reaction. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They laughed. Yeah.
So. And did you say that speakeasy is no longer a
A few weeks ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Yeah.
No, it was a great little place. It was really fun.
Except for that drink.
Yeah.
Well, I recommend the drink because, you know, at least once in your life you should think you're going to die
unless
from a cocktail.
Memento mori.
And Louisville is it's a great town. You know, it's a, there's,
I do,
there's,
I do like Louisville.
There's interesting places to see.
Mm-hmm.
You can easily get to all of the distilleries that we've talked about tonight, you know, within an hour or so. So it's a cool town. And the weirdest part is, so all of the Major League Baseball bats are still manufactured in Louisville. You can take a tour. You can see where they make, you know, by hand still all of those bats.
Mm-hmm. Colonel Sanders.
Correct.
That's actually in Shelbyville, which is where our niece lives.
Yes.
Have I ever told you that I saw Colonel Sanders in person?
No!
When I was 7.
Where?
What? Were you all like caught all
I'm
over him? Like Colonel Sanders.
I was 7.
What did Colonel Sanders show you at 7?
Oh my God. Yeah. Nothing.
His chicken leg.
My parents and I were on a cross-country trip. I lived in Virginia at the time, and we went across country to California and back. And I think we were in... Remember, I was 7. Mm-hmm. I think we were in San Francisco, and we were in this place having breakfast. And
what
Colonel Sanders walked in, and I said, I said to my parents, I'm like, why is Colonel Sanders here? Doesn't he have his own restaurant? You know, like, why wasn't he having... breakfast. And I think they were like, well, they don't serve breakfast at Kentucky Fried Chicken or something, you know. And and he just walked by.
Are you sure?
He wearing like a white suit with a black polo top?
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Everything. It was Colonel Sanders, I swear to God.
The dude in the picture.
I don't know.
And it was like,
how much drug did your parents do?
Like a large
amount.
None. So they're like
agreed
it was
Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, he's like, they told me. I mean, it could have been like some weird 7-year-old fever dream, but I'm pretty sure that this happened. And it was, I mean, to me, that was like the highlight. That was probably the highlight of my whole cross country trip, because I spent the whole, because when I was seven, it was,
thank you.
You know, like, 1970, right? Mm-hmm. And it was like, or 1969, I guess.
Okay.
What am I doing?
Would you like a large ice cube?
What am I going to do with it?
There's one we call South America. The other one is just like laying low.
Okay, sure. What is this?
Okay. Anyway.
The other one's by Snoop Dogg.
The only other big memory I have of that is that everywhere I stopped was, you know, you had to use an outhouse. Mm-hmm. But there weren't
flush toilets.
And I got to the point where my dad was like, oh, we're going to get to the hotel soon. And I'm like, do they have real bathrooms? You know, so Colonel Sanders was a high point for me.
On that trip.
You know, and on that trip.
So there is still a restaurant in Shelbyville, Kentucky that Mrs. Sanders started. So I guess she was also a cook and, you know.
Oh, you never hear about that.
Nope, you don't. Misogyny. Sexist bullshit.
Listen to the head of the table over here.
Yeah, really.
The head of the table over here. She's just like.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, because he had Kentucky Fried Chicken, he got around.
Yeah.
Sure was not. Should not have been a surprise to see him in San Francisco. Which, by the way, in August, it was like freezing.
Right? Yes, in San Francisco.
It was freezing. Yes.
The coldest winter Mark Twain ever spent was a summer in San Francisco.
Yeah. It was horrible. Our youngest child lives in Oakland, which is right across they never talk about it being freezing. It was like...
Yeah, San Francisco is a special kind of... Yeah, no, we... I went there, too, thinking, oh, I've spent 5 years in Seattle, Tacoma. I'm fine. And I ended up buying a coat.
like
all the other tours.
Windbreaker, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I happened to be in San Diego.
I think it was the only place we stopped that there... One, there wasn't a pool, which my father tried to make sure there was a pool, because I was like a little fish, you know, I had to pool it every time.
Well, it kept me busy.
And that, you know, Dad and Dramamine kept me out of his hair.
And whiskey.
Oh, no, when I was seven. But, there was a...
You had good parents.
The pool, and there was
Dramamine. Yeah, you're talking about your mom having whiskey, not the kid. I mean, let's get things straight here.
So, Heather, you said earlier about how all bourbon was whiskey, but not all whiskey is a bourbon.
Yes,
and I don't know that either.
I think it's pretty self-explanatory. I don't...
many kinds of whiskey.
He needs a Venn diagram.
Right. Well, there's Scotch and Irish and American.
Well, and in whiskey, so you can add things, you can add flavors that you can't in bourbon. Because with bourbon, the only thing that you can do is...
Use wood for flavoring,
correct.
Yeah. So that's...
And it's the amount of char in the barrel is really the only... And the length of time that it spends in the barrel is really the only thing that you can do.
And some distilleries were using staves of wood, in bourbon.
Yeah. For scotch?
Bourbon.
Bourbon.
So bourbon, it's just...
I'm serving this up.
Question.
Is Jack Daniels a bourbon?
Tennessee whiskey.
Oh, Jack Daniels. I always get Jim Beam and Jack Daniels mixed up. Why don't they have, why do they both begin with a J? Mm-hmm. You're right. And it has something to do with...
Rules.
started with gin.
Fucking rules.
Hickory? I remember they talked about, though, also they use copper in their stills. Some sort of filter, and it's a copper filter, and that also is verboten, at least in bourbon. But yes, but Jim Beam, which makes Basil Hayden, and Knob Creek, that's the hardest working still in America, they claim, and that's not too far from Makers. And
hello, Gina Roney.
But it's not really great. It's fine.
Well, you know, this has actually been an interesting, you know, what the your experiences you shared, because Marlis just went to Scotland. So she has been sharing her experiences there. So this is like a great segue.
Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. So I guess that's the end of episode 67. Or unless anybody else has anything to add. Nope.
No, we're good.
I feel like I'm ending a meeting at work.
Okay, calling it at 11:41.
Thank you for joining us with Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. We'll see you next time.
Yes, see you in a year.
Is your OCK?